Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Kevin's coming up within the next 20 minutes here, but myself and Spencer German covered the latest Ohio State, including the win over Michigan State. It was sloppy, but we'll take it. During our Sons of the Shoe podcast, you guys can check that out wherever you get podcasts. Odyssey, 92.3thefan.com, Apple, Spotify. Have I mentioned Apple? Follow Sons of the Shoe. Today, we appreciate your patronage. And as I almost said, follow me on TikTok. Guys, it's been a day. All right, we're working, at Nick Wilson says, we're working through some things. And quite frankly, where we are with the Browns team, it kind of starts like the one thing that I can say about where they've started is everything can be better. Like, I think Deshaun played reasonably well yesterday. I think if you keep the touchdown on the board, we're probably saying it's his best game as a Browns quarterback. Now, we'd also be talking about a Browns win. We don't get to talk about it. He had other opportunities to win the game outside of the Amari play. He didn't do it. They lost. We move on. But even saying I thought that was one of Deshaun's better games, I think he can play better. The one thing that I just don't know how we're going to get righted is the offensive line. And I know Posick was hurt. I know Wyatt's out. You know, Zinter got blown up on that fourth down play, which ended the game for the Browns. Okay, that's a rookie. I can deal with that. The situation with DeJuan, like, I'll be honest with you guys, I loved every second about Deshaun going off on DeJuan yesterday. I do. One, because he was right. And two, he did the thing that I think happens when you lose yourself in frustration in the moment. You saw him hyping up DeJuan on the bench afterwards. And that, I think, is the right way to handle it. All right, maybe that first burst of energy didn't get it. I'm going to come back and circle back to it. But, like, you just look at it, and it's just, you know, I asked Nathan earlier this hour, give me one thing. Guys, it can be literally anything. Hey, we're going to tackle better this week. Hey, we're going to be, we're going to block better. I know that's a little bit much. Maybe we're going to try something different on the O-line, whether that's Nick Harris starts this week, whether it's Jermaine Afidi starts at left tackle. I don't know. But the point is, there's so much little slash medium stuff, it shouldn't be hard to get a little bit better somewhere. Almost anything, if you just point in a direction and choose a direction, you should be able to play better. But the problem is now your steps up each week haven't been good enough against teams that you should be better than, the Giants and Raiders. Now, Jaden Daniels, who's having a historic rookie season, comes into town. And even if you make a big jump this week, it still might not be enough to stop you from going 1-4. And once you get to 1-4, it's going to be tougher and tougher to stop, to basically stave off people saying the season is over. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Mike. Mike says he's a Raiders fan. Please don't gloat too hard there, Mike.
No, I'm not going to gloat. But you guys need to stop with the refs were doing the Raiders a favor. Just think about that sentence, because that doesn't happen, and that doesn't happen ever. I've been a Raider fan for a long time, and I've seen all the games since DirecTV was invented. There's three things. The Raiders have beaten the Browns like four straight now, three in the last 5 years, and they have literally run it down your throat every time. Jacobs, two games, back-to-back years. Jacobs won both those games himself. Two, the other is Colton Miller. Your best player on defense is Myles Garrett. Look up his stats against the Raiders in his career. Colton Miller has owned him. And three, the most talented roster in the NFL does not reside in Cleveland. Because I heard all last week, because I'm a listener, how the Browns are a better team than the Raiders. Maybe in Cleveland. Outside of Cleveland, I don't think too many people think that. Because you can match up player to player on offense and tell me one skill position player that you have that's better than what the Raiders put out there.
Mike, real quick. Sure. Was it holding, yes or no?
It was not. Granted, okay. It's ticky-tack, but did he not have a handful of jersey, and did you see the jersey stretch?
Wait, you just said it was not. I'm sorry. Okay, second thing here.
No. I said it was holding.
Okay.
And don't forget the D score you guys scored. You guys mustered up 3 or 7 points. That's not going to win many NFL games.
Colton. Mike, one more time.
Colton Miller.
Did Colton Miller give up 2 sacks with Miles yesterday or no?
Yeah, that's 2 in 3 games. And I'm not saying you're going to stop Myles Garrett, because he's like a Michael Jordan type guy, but you're going to contain him. My point is, he's not Lawrence Taylor. He did not dictate that game whatsoever. I mean, the Raiders ran down your throats.
All right, Mike. I've given you enough time, my friend. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening. I'm sorry. If you give up 2 sacks to a player who has apparently 2 foot injuries, an Achilles injury, and a thigh, maybe that's the wrong time. If you had called in last week and said how Colton Miller is bottled up Miles, maybe it's a different conversation. Listen, let's get to it. There's really no excuse for the Browns. So I can't really say, like, at this point, you know, we came off last year thinking this is one of the most talented teams in the NFL because they had 11 wins and they'd won, had the number one defense in the NFL, and they'd won with 5 different quarterbacks. 4 weeks in, they're not playing like that. I tend to think that that shows that maybe they're not disciplined or focused or playing together. Maybe Mike's right. Maybe the simplest answer is you're really just not that talented. Let's go with Josh in Berea. Josh, welcome to the show.
What's up, Nick? Was it holding or not holding? No, it wasn't holding, but they called it anyway. But I'm sick of talking about the penalties. Do you guys know that since Stefanski's been the head coach, we have had the 7th most penalties called on us?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Hello?
No, you got me, buddy. I thought you had something beyond that.
But no, so I'm just saying, like, so I'm done complaining about the penalties, because last year we were top 3, I believe, in penalties, and we still made the playoffs. So at this point, I'm done beating that dead horse. And sure, and you made a point earlier about the media in Cleveland, and you said this in front of Jason Loy when I gave him his flowers last week or whatever when he was talking about Deshaun. And it is true. And I've been faulted this too. I was a Baker bro, and I was a big Deshaun Watson fan too. So this wasn't like, hey, I'm against him. I screamed like a little girl when we got Deshaun Watson, okay? But this just isn't it. Like, it's not it. And I'm not saying that game was on Deshaun. And I agree with most people. That was his best game. But why are we so limited on offense? We had offensive line issues last year. We had penalty problems last year. Well, it's because our offense can't score and our defense is on the field a bunch. And we're limited. We're throwing 5 yards a pass attempt. And I know, I get it. He had some good passes. Amari had the worst drop I've ever seen in my life. I don't even think I saw Odell Beckham drop a pass like that turned into an interception. And that's 2019 year, guys. If you want to go back, I know a lot of people killed Baker for those picks. Go back and see how many of those picks turned into drop catches that picks. There was a lot of them. And I'm just sick of seeing it because it's just like, why is this always happening in Cleveland? Maybe we're cursed. I don't know. But what I do know I was sold on is that this was a Super Bowl-ready team, and they were a quarterback away. And Deshaun was supposed to be the son that was promised. And as of right now, the promises look they look worse than the weather outside right now. I don't even know where to start with this team. We're gonna blame Stefanski. Oh, you want to blame Andrew Berry because he's not drafting well? It's a collective failure. And I think it doesn't just start with them. It goes up to the Haslams and everything that they do. And they grind my gears. And we're talking about stadiums in the off seasons, and we're not talking about roster issues. We're boasting up. And, oh, we got Coach of the Year here, but we completely change our offense,
Josh,
to fit this guy. And it's not working, bro.
We're up against it, buddy. I appreciate you. And the one thing you and I absolutely agree on is it's a collective issue. We're going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in the next hour. JP joins his co-host on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.